Melting permafrost is creating a muddy mess in Alaska's Arctic after two competing broadband projects dug trenches alongside the Dalton Highway for their separate fiber optic cables. The telecommunications competitors leading those projects, GCI Liberty and Quintillion, are now embroiled in a legal dispute over who is to blame. At the same time, state officials are still trying to sort out the scope of a problem that could threaten the only haul road to the oil fields at Prudhoe Bay, as well as dozens of streams along the way. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
Between semi-trucks and tourist buses, the two-lane gravel highway to the North Slope can see a couple hundred vehicles a day. The Dalton runs through forested, mountainous, and tundra-covered terrain, and a lot of it sits atop permafrost. Which is fine, as long as that permafrost stays, shall we say, permanently frosty. But in a bunch of spots right next to the highway, it's not. And state officials say that's because of the trench digging. Because if you remove the topsoil and vegetation that insulates the icy soil in summer, there's a good chance it's going to melt.
We work really hard to make sure that the frozen ground underneath those embankments stays frozen.
That's State Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan. His is one of three departments to permit subsidiaries or subcontractors of Quintillion and GCI to dig trenches in its right-of-way. Lucan says the trench-related melting could threaten the highway.
You know, that is the primary supply route for that pretty significant industry up there.
He means, of course, the oil industry. But another industry has staked its claim in the Arctic. That's right, the broadband rush is on. And that's where prospectors like GCI and Quintillion come in. They want to tap into a market that's thirsty for cheaper and more reliable internet and phone service by connecting those fiber optic cables alongside the Dalton Highway to some of Alaska's farthest flung communities. But that has meant disturbing miles and miles of permafrost insulating vegetation to dig the trenches to lay the fiber optic cables. Both projects' permits cover 240 miles of digging and require remediation of the ground, as well as preventing erosion and runoff of muddy water. But there are still at least 20 swampy problem areas parallel to the highway that range from 20 feet to 500 feet long. One inspection report even notes the fiber optic cable itself was exposed in at least one spot. Here's permafrost expert Dr. Vladimir Romanovsky with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute.
It's kind of a trench with sometimes even standing water in it, sometimes even moving water. Yeah, it's just strange and unattractive, I would say. And we were joking that soon we may start to use, instead of trucks, we can just use boats, you know, just like in Venice, you know, just go along the Dalton Highway in the boat.
Romanovsky says the companies digging the trenches for GCI and Quintillion apparently didn't know any better, which, he says, is unfortunate, because oil producers on the North Slope have been working on and around permafrost for decades, and the cost of dealing with impacts to the environment and to infrastructure from turning solid, frozen ground into soupy muck should be well understood by now. Romanovsky says he doubts the restoration efforts will fix the problem anytime soon. That work so far has included simply piling more gravel on top of the trenches as they subside. But Romanovsky says gravel conducts heat better than the original vegetation, so he expects the melting to continue.
It all depends how much ice is in permafrost. And unfortunately, in some locations, there's lots of ice.
Romanovsky says it'll probably take years of repeatedly piling gravel on top of those spots to prevent the melting from spreading even further.
It may be 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 20 years.
Quintillion finished its trench before the GCI subsidiary, Bortec, and they aren't waiting to point fingers. The company has sued and says Bortec caused the melting and erosion problems. The lawsuit even alleges the GCI subsidiary and another subcontractor removed soil covering Quintillion's trench and put it on top of their own trench. GCI says Bortec, its subsidiary, had no knowledge of that and says the trenching subcontractor, Utility Technologies Incorporated, denies the allegation. But the question of who to blame is still an open one as far as the state is concerned. The Department of Environmental Conservation has issued notices of violation to both sides after inspections saw continued problems with trench-related melting even after restoration efforts last summer. The notice of violation doesn't rise to the level of civil or criminal action. Mike Solter, Compliance and Enforcement Program Manager at the DEC's Division of Water, says they're looking at next steps. Solter says it's not just the highway that's at risk. As the name implies, his department is concerned with environmental impacts to water, and Solter says there are dozens, if not hundreds, of streams and creeks that could be polluted with runoff from the trenches.
It kills fish, it can smother eggs, it can do a whole bunch of really bad stuff. There's really a lot that could be at stake here, and until we really get the chance to assess it, we won't really know what the full impacts are.
That assessment by DEC, DOT, and others was planned for this month. But Solter says based on pictures of the trenches that he's seen from this summer, it's unlikely the situation has improved at all. He says it could still be a while before the full extent of impacts to the highway or habitat are known. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.